infield experience or the hillside. This is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Working caution for the second time in today's United Rentals 250 with a NASCAR Xfinity Series. This caution for the end of stage number one, which was won by Austin Hill. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight ARCA Menard Series driver Isabella Robusto for her contributions in motorsports.
For me, I always loved engineering and designing things, and especially like 3D printing and CAD and all of that. And I felt like aerospace kind of covered a little bit of all, and it was really good for kind of the racing side, especially working with the engineers week in and week out on the simulators, at the shop, whatever it might be. And so I feel like it just helped kind of with the terminology with them, but also it's just something that I want to have as a college degree too.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Pit stops will be coming up here shortly. Pit lane remains closed as the field just went by the opening to pit road. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Motor Racing Network is live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series running the United Rentals 250. My name is Alex Hayden alongside in the broadcast booth. To my right is Kyle Rickey. To my left, NASCAR Cup Series Championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Turns one and two is Dave Moody. On the Alabama Gang Super Stretch is Tim Catalfamo. On the party porch in turn four, that's Chris Wilner. And up and down the pit lane are Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Brad Gilley.
We've had four different leaders and six lead changes in the early laps of today's race. Two cautions for seven laps. The first of those yellows due to a multi-car incident here at the exit of the tri-oval, collecting about a dozen cars, including several playoff contenders, including Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, and Sheldon Creed, all suffered damage in that incident. As we get set for pit stops here, who will head to pit road to end lap number 28? And will we see some of the drivers that stayed or pitted earlier stay out now? Here they come onto the pit lane as pit road is open, and we'll begin our round of pit stops with Brad.
Well, William Sawalich will hit the mark on the far end. Also making stops, Taylor Gray, who started the back of the pack, went towards the front. Middle section of pit road, Eric Almirola is going to come in. Four tires, Sunoco fuel, tear off the windshield. Playoff contender, Sammy Smith. Quiet afternoon for him. The Pilot Chevrolet, slow on the right rear for them. They're going to lose some spots on pit road here for Sammy Smith. Steve Post.
Four live tires, Sunoco Racing fuel, air pressure adjustment for Carson Quapple. Four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel for Justin Allgaier. Fuel fuel-only stop for Connor Zilich. Remember, he was in on lap number 18. Christian Eckes getting four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Down and away, these pit stops, the end of stage number one.
Big moment for Jesse Love as he was trying to exit the pit lane. He was all the way to driver's right exiting. A car pulled out in front of him. He had to put the right side Goodyears out on the grass, kick some of that up, but was able to get the car back on the pavement as pit stops wrap up here on lap number 28.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Dean Thompson stayed on the racetrack. He'll inherit the race lead. Kyle Sieg did the same. Kyle Sieg will be second. Joey Gase third. Ryan Ellis fourth. And Brennan Poole rounds out the top five. Those drivers did not make a stop this time by. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway, a perfect day to go racing with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Don't forget, tomorrow the NASCAR Cup Series will race here at Talladega in the Yellowwood 500. Motor Racing Network will be live with you at 1 o'clock Eastern Time with NASCAR Live Race Day to get you set for tomorrow's big race.
Michael McDowell winning the pole earlier this afternoon for tomorrow's event over Chase Briscoe. Kyle Busch and Austin Cindric will make up row two. Ryan Preece, Josh Berry in row three. Then Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Riley Herbst, and Bubba Wallace, the top 10 starters for tomorrow's afternoon's NASCAR Cup Series event for the Yellowwood 500. And a big congratulations to Seekonk, Massachusetts native Gio Ruggiero picking up his first NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series win in our weekend opener for the trucks here last night at Talladega. So congratulations to Gio and that entire Tricon Garage race team.
It was a thriller winning the Love's RV Stop 225. And Gio, not a playoff driver, but still, going out and trying to win a race is huge, especially your first career win, and getting it here at the Talladega Super Speedway is something he'll never forget.
Yeah, and this is a guy that, as a rookie in the truck series, has done a great job this year, continuing to get more savvy in the truck program and really had a solid truck all day long, took great pushes, teamwork, and put himself in victory lane.
Started his career at the Seekonk Speedway in Seekonk, Massachusetts, and quickly climbed the late model and super late model ladder. now finds himself in the national spotlight, and no doubt will be a contender within years to come in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and I guess with the ultimate goal of running a cup car one day. As the field here today, the NASCAR Xfinity Series teams begin to choose their lane for the restart here, coming up in less than one lap from now, and some newer names at the front of the field that we'll tell you about in a moment. But first, we'll go back to the care center, and Brad.
Sam Mayer came into this race 8 points above the cut line. Right now, you're trending at minus five, but I know you guys were trying to get the car fixed to get back out there. What ultimately took you out?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing was just not making the DVP clock. It's definitely unfortunate because I feel like we could have been just fine and actually out there racing right now. But it just wasn't in the cars for us today. But just really proud of everyone at Haas Factory Team. They did a great job getting the car fixed. We were just a little bit short on time to get it all the way done. But, yeah, the car was really fast. Really proud of everyone. It was as fast as Xfinity Mobile up until it wasn't. But, yeah, just really proud. But we're going to take that Ford Mustang to Martinsville and go get a grandfather clock, and we're just fine.
All right, tough early exit for Sam Mayer. Tough day for Haas Factory Teams as well.
So he talked about not making the DVP clock. In the Truck Series and Xfinity Series, the rule book is still the same as it was last year for Cup. They've not adjusted that. You have a specified amount of time on pit road. Now, that clock stops when the red flag comes out because you can't work on your car. But you have to get your car repairs done within that time. If you can't get it done within that time, in Cup, you can go back to the garage and work on it, come back out. Xfinity, your day's over if you're not done in that amount of time.
That is time on pit road and the time that it takes you to get back at least one lap minimum speed, but not going to matter here today for Sam Mayer. We get set to go back under the green flag. Dean Thompson and Kyle Sieg making up the front row. Some new faces at the point. Dean Thompson gets a big shove from Jesse Love as they go back to turn number one on the restart to begin stage two.
Jesse Love, the closest to the front of the drivers that were able to take advantage during the caution flag period. He has already shoved his way to the second spot. Sieg with the lead. Love in second. Connor Zillich to third.
Everyone now really starting to change it up as they hit the back straightaway. Dean Thompson has been put in the middle with no drafting assistance. On the top side of the racetrack, it's Jesse Love and Connor Zillich leading the pack to three.
Dean Thompson with the parachute will have to fall all the way back outside the top five before Kyle Sieg picks him up. Meanwhile, the outside bullet train being led by Jesse Love and Austin Hill make that Connor Zillich run 1-2 and Taylor Gray in third.
Here they come back into the shaded tri-oval at the Talladega Super Speedway. Jesse Love with the Whelan Engineering colors. The red and white Camaro at the front of the field. Stacked up single file, the first eight cars.
Here they come all in line up next to the safer barrier. In the three wide line, that leaves the bottom wide open. And there will be a couple of takers led by Sammy Smith, who charges up that low line.
Sammy Smith is down there in that low line. You can also throw Nick Sanchez into that mix along with the Christian Eckes Chevrolet. Now Eckes jumps up to the high lane, leaving just Sammy Smith and Nick Sanchez down low.
Smith kind of ran up the racetrack trying to side draft going into turn three as he continues to try to organize the bottom lane. Now up in the race for the lead. Here comes Connor Zillich dipping down low. He'll slide across the nose of Jesse Love. You got a new leader. It's Connor Zillich.
Connor Zillich right to the bottom of the racetrack off of turn number four to the inside. Makes the pass on Jesse Love for the lead and then tucks back in the line just in front of Jesse, who falls to the second spot. Then it's Austin Hill, Taylor Gray, and Justin Allgaier.
And once again, that lead draft, that lead single file line way up next to the outside safer barrier, still trying to lead the charge down low. Sammy Smith with drafting help from Nick Sanchez and others.
There's about five or six cars that are trying to get that inside lane moving. They just do not have the cars count or the momentum right now. Up front, here is Jesse Love and Austin Hill going for the lead.
Love pulls to the inside of Connor Zillich. He'll get a shot in the shorts from Austin Hill and move Jesse Love back to the lead in turn number four. Now Zillich picking up Taylor Gray on the outside, but it's Love and Austin Hill all four.
They are strong together at the bottom side of the racetrack, all the Richard Childress Racing Chevrolets. Hill now in second goes up the track to try to put a block on. Sammy Smith had thoughts of it. That's going to shuffle the cards. Now three wide for the second spot with Nick Sanchez downstairs.
Nick Sanchez on the bottom in the middle trying to fight his way through is Sammy Smith. Those those lower two lines have made the move forward. Austin Hill going backward in the three wide lane.
All of a sudden, the outside lane is not where you want to be. Everyone has either migrated to that middle lane or down to the bottom against the double yellow line. That's where the leader, Jesse Love, runs. Nick Sanchez second, Christian Eckes third.
Yeah, Jesse Love just trying to figure out which lane is more organized. Right now, it is on the bottom side of the racetrack here at the north end of Talladega Super Speedway. It's Love, Nick Sanchez, and just as I say that, both of those cars migrate to the top to pick up Sammy Smith.
Just in front of Sammy Smith in third, and that'll leave leading on the bottom Christian Eckes. He'll pull that inside lane and not have a whole lot of drafting help. Daniel Dye is down there, and that's about it. Just two or three cars on the inside as the outside lane advances, led by Jesse Love.
More problems for playoff contender Brandon Jones last time. He's gone from well off the pace with a damaged car from that earlier crash to severely off the pace. He may be headed for pit road as the pack steams to the backstretch.
Here come the leaders halfway down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. It is Jesse Love, the top car. Nick Sanchez, a fellow Chevrolet driver in the runner-up spot. Sammy Smith in third.
And Smith will now pull from the outside lane down to the bottom of the racetrack. So Sammy Smith and his Chevrolet going to pick up Jesse Love, the leader. Love now will shadow what Sammy Smith just did, which is go to the top and leave the outside lane.
Playoff contender Brandon Jones damaged in a crash earlier. Back on the pit lane as the lead draft goes by. It's Jesse Love up front. New challenger on the inside lane. That's Christian Eckes. He's up to the second spot looking for more.
Eckes in a side-by-side battle for that number two position. He's about a half a car width up off that double yellow line. Looking to pick up some drafting help. He will now from Justin Allgaier.
One car that is also continuing to make its way forward. Third in line in the middle this time on the backstretch is the Eric Almirola Toyota Supra. He is one car length behind Justin Allgaier. Allgaier giving Christian Eckes some assistance.
But Tim, the numbers still favor the outside lane as Jesse Love will take his red and white Chevrolet now from the top down to the bottom to pick up Christian Eckes. Jesse Love driving out of the rearview mirror here as he continues to block Eckes down to the top.
Richard Childress Racing has been so strong on these drafting style tracks, winning three of the five races run thus far this season. Out front now with Jesse Love. We have seen Austin Hill up there. Christian Eckes right now just behind Jesse Love for the lead along with Sammy Smith as they go back to turn one.
Sammy Smith did a good bit of work running the bottom when very few were willing to do so. He dives low. He'll move under Eckes. He'll take the second spot. Gets the door slammed in his face by Jesse Love.
Jesse Love making some very quick evasive maneuvers trying to keep this hungry pack of cars behind him. Here is Love blocking left and blocking right to keep Sammy Smith in the rearview mirror.
Sammy Smith got a nice bump from the Christian Eckes machine who now gets shucked to the outside lane because Austin Hill making his presence felt back up toward the top five as Connor Zilich now enters the chat for third. Here comes his teammate Justin Allgaier to the inside.
That means Junior Motorsports occupy second, third, and fourth in the tri-oval. That may change because here comes Christian Eckes in the Colleg Racing Chevrolet. Stacked up two by two through the whole field with the exception of the race leader.
Christian Eckes trying to bounce back and get into that battle for the lead. He's got a little bit of work to do. He's third on the bottom. Jesse Love again shoots up the banking to put the block on Sammy Smith. That leaves the door open for Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier, clear racetrack in front of him for the moment. About a car length behind Jesse Love. Now Allgaier getting some help from Christian Eckes. Allgaier now pulling even with Jesse Love for the top spot.
Another strong move. This time it's Little Gator to the inside as Allgaier races Jesse Love through turns three and four. It's all bow ties at the front of the field. Top five are Chevrolets, including your battle for the lead with Allgaier to the inside of Jesse Love.
Here they come off of turn number four, side by side for the lead at Talladega. Justin Allgaier to the inside of Jesse Love for the top spot, but as they get to the line, it's Love by 13 thousandths of a second over Allgaier, Eckes, Sammy Smith, and Nick Sanchez.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax now on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Jesse Love was the race leader last time by. Justin Allgaier this time by becomes the seventh different leader here this afternoon in the United Rentals 250. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Continuing under the green flag at the Talladega Super Speedway, eight laps to go in Stage 2. Justin Allgaier continues to show the way over Austin Hill, Nick Sanchez.
Kyle Ricci, problems for the Taylor Gray machine, who was once in the top five, is now coming to a very slow roll down on the inside of turn number four. He looks like he's going to make his way to pit road, but the driver who started from the back of the field in the top three now making his way down the pit lane.
Remember, he had issues in qualifying earlier today with a transmission issue, forced that team to start at the back of the field, and now more issues here in the race, seven laps shy of the finish of stage number two. Taylor Gray has made his way to the pit lane.
As we run the Xfinity Series in the United Rentals 250, I want to welcome to the broadcast Jeremy Fountain, Director of Marketing for United Rentals. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here yet again this year. Why did United Rentals decide to partner up with NASCAR and Talladega Super Speedway?
So United Rentals looks for partnerships where we can really align with an organization on our values and what we do as a company. And we really found that with NASCAR. That checked a lot of boxes for us. A definite focus on customers and fans, their experience, the quality of the product that they deliver, and, of course, a focus on safety. And those things are all very important to us. In terms of the Talladega race, obviously iconic track, legendary facility, always great racing. Here we are at the second-to-last weekend in the playoffs. So always a good time, and as an added bonus for us, Austin Hill will be in the United Rentals number 33 Chevy on Sunday for the Cup race tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a big race for Austin Hill and Richard Childress Racing. Now, big news with United Rentals and NASCAR earlier this week, as United Rentals is now the newest official NASCAR Impact partner. Tell us all about that.
Trouble going into turn number one. Three cars go piling up and into the outside wall toward the tail end of the lead draft as they had just crossed the start-finish line. Dave Moody, do you see who has some damage from this latest contact? It looks like William Sawalich being one of them.
William Sawalich is indeed one of them. The Dean Thompson machine is involved in it as well. Hard to tell the other car because it is so badly torn up down on the apron. Hood up, doors torn off. Hard to get a number at this distance.
Multiple cars involved in the crash as they work around. Connor Mozak is involved in the crash as well. As we continue our visit with Jeremy Fountain, the Director of Marketing from United Rentals. We were talking about this week the big news and the big announcement becoming the official NASCAR Impact partner with NASCAR.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. I think in our years with working with NASCAR, one of the things that we really noticed is that we're both very committed to the communities where we sort of live and work and operate our businesses. And that community-mindedness led us to looking for a way that we could amplify that with our partnership. And that's what led us to Impact. And so what we're doing there is We're focusing on disaster recovery and response and veteran engagement with an organization called Team Rubicon, which is just a really terrific nonprofit organization that deploys all over North America, all 50 states, and as well as internationally to respond to crises and disasters.
So why was Team Rubicon selected to be the beneficiary?
You know, the veteran component was a really important piece of that for us. United Rentals is honored and proud to be recognized as a military-friendly and veteran-focused employer. And that's things like veteran engagement, veteran employment, helping veterans with new opportunities. And we could tie that together with something that's also really important, and that's disaster recovery and response. You know, those are the things that you truly can't always prepare for, and communities need a lot of support to react to. And Team Rubicon, through their volunteer group, which they call Gray Shirts, deploys to these disasters, oftentimes first on the scene to help out when you know, things are really pretty dicey locally. And we just thought, wow, we could put ourselves together with NASCAR, get behind Rubicon, and pardon the pun, but add a little more horsepower to what they're doing.
Well said. How can NASCAR fans and others support the great work Team Rubicon is doing?
Sure. So Team Rubicon is a charity nonprofit organization. So, of course, you know, donations are important to what they do. But in addition, the volunteers, those gray shirts, are also really critical to their operation because they are the front line. So you can visit unitedrentals.com/NASCAR impact and learn more about how we're working together. You can make a donation if you so desire, but you can also sign up to be a volunteer, which is really important opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you to you and your entire team for all the great stuff you're doing away from the racetrack, but also putting on another fantastic race here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Jeremy Fountain, Director of Marketing with United Rentals.
And for the second time today, we have gone under the red flag here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Leland Honeyman getting into contact with Harrison Burton in turn number one, which triggered the incident. Honeyman went around, and Steve Post, Connor Zillage, the first hiccup this team has seen in about 18 weeks. On the pit lane with some damage.
It's been an amazing run. It really truly is. The last hiccup, ironically, was here at Talladega Super Speedway with a last lap crash. So he's brought the car down. It's the blue, gray, and white First Bank Chevrolet. And the damage is really isolated to the right front of the car. And they have worked on it. They've put a lot of tape over the hood of the race car, over the right front fender of the race car. And crew members are now with the saws out there. They're just looking to make sure they've got good clearance. Now, we have gone under the red flag, as you guys referenced, so they cannot work on the car. But Marty Lindley getting a look through the eyes of his crew members and putting a plan together on what they're going to do to get the Connor Zillage car buttoned up. It looks solid as far as the shape, the contour of everything looks like it's still in pretty good shape for what we can see from the front of the car. But they're really working on massaging and getting real smooth placement of tape along the right front of the Connor Zillage automobile.
This hasn't been the best of tracks for Connor Zillage. He was leading on the last lap here at Talladega earlier this spring when he was involved in a crash, hit the inside wall on the Alabama Gang Superstretch head on, had a fracture in his back, was forced to sit out the following week's race at Texas Motor Speedway. However, that was something that became the motivator, if you will. He had not finished worse than fifth since then. Go all the way back to Charlotte Motor Speedway in the month of May where he finished second. That kicked off a string of top fives that is 18 consecutive, which is a new all-time record in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And Kyle, they're going to have to make some diagnosis down there and make sure that car is good enough to continue that streak here today.
Nine of those were wins, and we saw Connor Zillage come onto the pit lane earlier this afternoon during the first caution of the day. Pitted, came back up through the field, so we'll see how strong that car is and how much damage there is to it as the crew continues to diagnose some of the damage and put a plan together to put that car back together once the red flag is lifted. William Sawalich also involved in the incident. Connor Mosack, Dean Thompson, among the drivers that got damage due to our second multi-car incident of the day, this time up in turn number one. And it puts us under the red flag for the second time. The field has come to a stop over on the back straightaway.
Yeah, it is, and we're only five laps shy of the conclusion of stage number two. So NASCAR is certainly going to want to give these drivers every opportunity to race it out for those valuable stage points. As we look at the points and where they sit at the moment, Justin Allgaier, the leader of the race, a win, you're automatically into the round of, or I should say the championship four at championship Saturday at Phoenix Raceway. You've got William Sawalet, or I'm sorry, Connor Zilich, 73 points to the good, 30 points to the good for Jesse Love as they sit right now, and Sammy Smith is plus +5. Drivers on the outside looking in. You've got the car of Carson Quapple, 5 points out. Sam Maris, 22 out. Brandon Jones, 27 points behind. And Sheldon Creed, 44 points behind. Keeping in mind, both Creed and Mayer are out of today's race. Brandon Jones still competing, but his car has got some damage from an earlier crash.
Hunter Zilich being 73 points up in pretty good shape right now. That would all but lock him into the championship four, and why not with the season that that team has had. Hasn't had an incident since that last lap crash here at the Talladega Super Speedway back in April. Missed an event, and oh, by the way, Kyle Larson won with that car at the missed event at the Texas Motor Speedway. Connor got back in the car a week later and has finished top five in each of the 18 races since. On pit road right now with some damage due to the latest incident up in turn one.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by SDP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Red flag still waving from the starter stand as cleanup continues in turn number two. Should be a relatively quick caution once we put the yellow back out because NASCAR officials want to end this second stage under the green flag with at least a few green flag laps for these drivers to race it out to the end of this second stage. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
49 laps to go here at the Talladega Super Speedway in the United Rentals 250. 5 laps to go here in stage number 2 as cleanup is about buttoned up over in turn number 1. A little bit of speedy dry being put on the speedway in the outside lane, so it'll be a couple of more minutes before we're able to roll the cars that are currently stopped on the back straightaway.
Yeah, and you know, it gives us an opportunity to pass along our thoughts and well wishes to the friends and families of a couple of folks, starting with Les Unger, a longtime pioneer in the Toyota Motorsports family, had a lot of influence with Toyota in their IndyCar, IMSA off-road, and Toyota Atlantic Series, and supporting NASCAR when they came into the sport of NASCAR racing as well. He passed away just recently, so absolutely everybody misses Les Unger as well from Toyota. And also, of course, here at the Talladega Super Speedway, another one, Grant Lynch, took over as president of Talladega Super Speedway in 1993 when Mike Helton was the president of the track at that point. But Grant Lynch took over. He passed away just recently as well. We had a celebration of life service in Big Bill's right here in the infield at Talladega Super Speedway last night. Grant Lynch, Les Unger, both are going to be greatly missed, and they are already.
So the field is stopped over on the back straightaway. Let's check in now on the pit lane. Not a lot happening right now, Steve Post, but unfortunately there's a lot of teams preparing some damage fixing.
Yeah, nothing is happening now, Kyle, because of the red flag, but still monitoring the Connor Zilich car. We talked about the right front damage on it, and it is all body damage. Marty Lindley and Connor Zilich are talking. Connor said the steering wheel, the wheels look fine. The wheel was straight when he brought it down pit road, and Marty has gotten a look up under it, or the crew guys have, and they say that it does not appear to any suspension damage. So right now what it is, it's going to work on not only getting some tape on the front grill and the front fender, the right front fender, but making sure it is as smooth as possible. So getting the tape on there, but massaging it on there and putting it in good shape. There's two crew members around to the right front, one right in front of the car, one over on the left front as well. One crew member has a fan blowing some cool air in on the driver, Connor Zilich. So they're just waiting for the red flag to be pulled so they can start working under yellow flag conditions on the Connor Zilich Chevrolet. Jason Toy, with this caution here, what is it doing? What are you hearing as far as strategy over the rest of this race and this stage?
Well, Postman, the biggest thing we're hearing is a lot of chatter back and forth between the drivers, the spotters, and the crew chiefs on what they're going to do here. We're getting close to the end of stage number two, and we know that basically at the end of stage number two, you should be good to go the rest of the way on fuel. Should be is the question. That's the scheduled length and the conclusion of this race. It's extra. That's the concern for some of these teams and some of these drivers, especially Eric Almirola. He is, they threw out a scenario to him. He radioed back in. The veteran that he is says, I don't feel real comfortable in that. I don't want to have to get to the end and have the car sputter coming to the green flag, especially if we got a green-white checker. So the biggest thing that they're going to do now is they're going to have an opportunity to come down here. They're going to probably get some fuel this time, come back at the end of stage number two and top off the fuel there too. Might not change tires at the end of the stage, but during this time down pit lane, go ahead and put on those four fresh Racing Goodyear Eagles to get them to go the rest of the way. But some of them that are looking at big picture, just like that 19 car for Eric Almirola in the Owners Championship for Joe Gibbs Racing, and some of them just want to go out here and try to get an opportunity there to win and make that gamble to make sure they have enough fuel down the final stretch. Brad Gilley, it's quiet in the middle section of pit road out here, but I see some activities down towards your end.
A little bit of activity down here, and that is the pit boxes of two Joe Gibbs Racing teams being cleaned up right now. That's because William Sawalich, out of this race, he was a part of this most recent caution. Also, Taylor Gray, they started the day with a car that would not go into fourth gear. They changed out that transmission. They started from the back, and unfortunately for Taylor Gray, the new transmission, same problem. It locked up. They are not able to continue their day. But as far as strategy goes, Jesse Love, his crew chief, Danny Stockman, he's having a debate and a conversation with Brandon Benes, the spotter, as to what they're going to do here when pit road opens. They can't quite make it to the end on Sunoco fuel, but they're trying to strategize what their best day is going to be. A lot of that happening offline through text messages right now as they're trying to be pretty quiet about what their plan is.
Pit lane is open as we are now back under the caution flag. Red flag lasted 10 minutes, 35 seconds. Our second red flag, that is. Pit lane is open. Brad, looks like we got at least one coming to a stop in front of you.
Josh Williams coming to a stop in front of me. He's driving the number 45 Chevrolet here today. He is getting right side tires right now. It's going to be a four-tire change, and they top him off with Sunoco fuel. How about you, Jason Toy?
Only one making a stop in the middle section. That's David Starr driving for Joey Gase Motorsports here today. Four tires Sunoco fuel for them. Steve Post, busy in front of you.
Yeah, Daniel Dye is in. Four tires Sunoco Racing fuel. Christian Eckes is in. Same scenario there. Four tires in Sunoco fuel. Harrison Burton in his wounded Ford. He is in as well. They continue to work on it. This time a chassis adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel as well. Following up on Connor Zilich, he said the car feels perfectly fine out on the racetrack. Marty Lindley said, bring it in. We're going to put left side tires on. We're going to top it off with fuel, and that'll set them up for the stage break for a quicker pit stop, they're hoping, than everybody else.
And I watched this repair work for Connor Zilich as they were down there. The right side headlight of this car, he took a hit there body-wise.
The noses are Kevlar. They popped that back out into shape, taped over it. As Steve Post talked about, they cut a little bit of the wheel opening to have a little more clearance there. The only concern I have is where it's attached to the splitter at the bottom. That looked pushed back in. I don't know how secure that is at this point. If it's all right, I think he's good to go.
And we'll restart well outside of the top 15 when we go back under the green flag, but we'll see if he's able to come back up through the field, much like he did in the opening stage of this event. Harrison Burton back down on the pit lane, and the Connor Zilich car continuing to be worked on down on pit road, the right front car now getting a once-over by that team, so we'll see if they can get back out on the racetrack. Still have some time as the pace car is over in turn number four. Long way around here to the exit of the pit lane as the safety trucks come by. Cleanup complete down in turn number one. We should be back under the green flag here shortly, entering the final three laps of this event stage when they cross the start-finish line.
So let's take a swing around the racetrack, bring our turn announcers in, and some of the observations from what they've been able to see starting in turns one and two. Dave, looks like bottom, the first lane, the second lane, third, and even the fourth lane have all been viable for these drivers so far today.
I would say that's accurate, Alex, and the longer we go into this thing and the more rubber gets put down from top to bottom, the more the second, third, and every once in a while just a sneak peek into the fourth seems to come into play. What we have seen so far is a lot of very aggressive blocking at the front of the pack and some aggressive moves made within the top five to try and gain or maintain a position. As a result, we've got a lot of drivers that hope to have good days today that are already as pedestrians in the garage watching the finish of this one. We'll see if they calm down a little bit as we get down closer to the end.
Tim Catalfalmo on the back straightaway.
And just to add to Dave's point, some of those drivers that have been throwing those aggressive blocks have been the two Richard Childress Racing teammates of Austin Hill and Jesse Love. It's arguably, they are the two best cars on the racetrack, at least from my vantage point in the draft. They really have a lot of speed, and when they get out front, they really are able to work both lanes of traffic. If it's two wide, three wide, however many lanes there are behind them, they're able to work that traffic very well and stay at the top, but as they are doing so, they are putting on some very aggressive blocks, and at some point, somebody's going to get a little bit angry at that, and I think that's going to lead to some trouble later on this afternoon.
We just got the one-to-go signal, half a lap away from going back under the green. There will be two laps to go in stage two, so Chris Wilner, up in turns three and four, you're on a party porch for the drivers. Is it really that big of a party going on down there?
It kind of is, actually, Alex Hayden. The crowd beginning to grow here as they know kind of what's at stake, especially towards the end of here, stage number two, and then, of course, stage number three. Interesting to note, after the choose, you do have a pair of Junior Motorsport Chevrolets opting to go side-by-side. So I was wondering if Sammy Smith would opt to line up behind Justin Allgaier, but, of course, with stage points aplenty and certainly those points buffers going into next week at Martinsville up for grabs, be interesting to see these two teammates race it out with Carson Quapel not far behind on the inside of row number two. So will we see some calamity here at the end of stage number two? We'll find out here just shortly.
Sammy Smith will restart to the inside of Justin Allgaier on the front row. Then it's Quapel and Austin Hill, Nick Sanchez, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, and Jeb Burton in row number four. Again, inside and out. Pace truck on the pit lane. Two laps to go in stage number two. Here they come into the tri-oval. Justin Allgaier getting a shove from Austin Hill in the outside lane, while Sammy Smith gets a shove from Carson Quapel on the bottom as they go to turn number one, deadlocked at the front.
All that pushing and shoving is going to even out into a two-by-two battle. First, second, third, fourth, just inches apart. Then a good gap back to the third row on the inside where Nick Sanchez powered to the inside of Eric Almirola.
It's still a drag race for the top spot. Headed up the straightaway, Sammy Smith to the inside of Justin Allgaier. Now it's Allgaier with some assistance from Austin Hill, who will grab the lead by the time they get to three.
And it was a battle of whose dancing partner was better, and right now it was Justin Allgaier and also Austin Hill, as Allgaier's now stretched his lead out by about two car lengths over the battle for second, now side by side between Sammy Smith and Austin Hill.
Connor Zilich had to make a pit stop there. Pit lane was closed because we're within two laps of the end of the stage. It's Justin Allgaier at the front of the field. We begin the final lap, stage number two, as they race back to turn one.
Final time into turn one here in stage two, and the battle is on for the lead. Justin Allgaier, bottom of the racetrack, slides up a little bit, tries to take a little bit of real estate ahead of away from Austin Hill off turn two.
Austin Hill in that second lane towards the outside wall. They have the numbers, but do they have the speed? Justin Allgaier doing everything he can to try to get alongside Hill, but it's Austin Hill, the leader this time in the three.
And Hill got shoved by Carson Quappel down the back straightaway into turn three as Austin Hill now will have to play blocker through turns three and four. Hill by about a half car length. He'll go to the bottom to block Justin Allgaier. Here comes Quappel to the outside.
Austin Hill looking to sweep the stages here this afternoon is at the front of the field into the tri-oval for the final time in stage number two. Three and four wide behind him. No challenge up front. Austin Hill will see the green and white checkered flag and win stage two, his eighth stage win of the 2025 season. Justin Allgaier will finish in second, Carson Quappel third, Christian Eck is fourth, and Nick Sanchez to round out the top five. Jesse Love finished in sixth, Eric Almirola seventh, Sammy Smith eighth, Daniel Dye ninth, and Jeb Burton will round out the top 10.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins the Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Under caution flag for the fourth time this afternoon, this one for the end of stage two in the United Rentals 250, won by Austin Hill, who has won both of the stages here today. Justin Allgaier, Carson Quappel, Christian Eckes, and Nick Sanchez, the top five. Pit stops coming up next as we are now 43 laps shy of the finish. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Picked up the field. Pit Road remains closed, but Steve Post, it has been an eventful caution, and somehow, some way, Connor Zillage has been able to stay on the lead lap.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, they've been busy down here in the Connor Zillage pit, okay? So we talked about the right front damage on the car, and as Todd Gordon suspected, he was worried about the splitter and that connection there right at the right front corner of the car, and that is still a problem. It was still kind of hanging loose there even after they put some attention to it. What we didn't see coming, what we didn't expect, was the left rear of the car had some a tire rub on it. As he was coming to green, he had a tire going down, and they had to come down and replace that tire. Or they didn't replace the tire. They had to come down and get rid of the tire rub because they had to get up to speed with the damaged vehicle clock. So he came down, they went back out, and that tire clearance did not work as they ended up cutting down a left rear tire. So they just did that, and now he's going to catch up to the back end of the field, and they're going to bring the car down for, I believe, a fourth, maybe a fifth time right now, and continue to work on the right front and the left rear of the Connor Zillage automobile.
So Connor Zilich is rejoining the tail end of the field as they make their way over on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch as we work the caution flag for the fourth time in today's United Rentals 250. Austin Hill, he has been strong, Kyle, all afternoon long. He's made some breathtaking moves. Dave was describing a moment ago the blocking that he's been doing today. But he's been successful when it comes to drafting tracks.
Pretty strong, pretty calculated here on these super speedways the last several seasons for Austin Hill, and that's why he's picked up a bunch of wins. And you can say the same about his Richard Childress Racing teammate, Jesse Love, who has led laps this afternoon, has made just as many aggressive moves at the point, runs in the sixth position right now. And if those two can find each other on the racetrack in the closing laps, look out, could be another RCR Chevrolet going to victory lane here at Talladega.
Yeah, they're a strong duo when it comes to drafting tracks. As a matter of fact, Richard Childress Racing has won 8 of the 12 stages on drafting tracks this year. The 3 drafting tracks here at Talladega, Daytona, and Echo Park Speedway. So we work under the caution flag. Pit lane is open right now. Here comes Austin Hill. He is in. Jesse Love is there. Brad Gilley.
Different strategies for the RCR teammates. Austin Hill, 2 tires, Sunoco fuel, go on the jack. For Jesse Love, Danny Stockman says, I want a fresh car. 4 tires, pack it with fuel. They're going to add some tape to the nose as well. Jason Toy.
Eric Almirola is in. They're going to take 4 racing Goodyear Eagles, but then also, too, it's Sean Hawkins on the fuel can. He's going to make sure that thing gets packed up for that Toyota. Sammy Smith, same game plan for them. 4 tires, Sunoco fuel, Steve Post.
4 tires, Sunoco fuel for Nick Sanchez. Right side tires for Carson Quapel. But they had to hold him there to make sure the car was full of fuel. Justin Allgaier was in getting 4 tires fuel. More work on the Connor Zilich car. But the key to this is making sure you're full of fuel. The fuel window is fine right now if you're full. But if we go into overtime, that's when everyone's going to start to get antsy. So we saw a couple of different teams hold the car just a half second, maybe even a second, to make sure that it was topped off and full of Sunoco Racing fuel.
And one of the things with these cars and how we fuel them with the fuel can being engaged in the left rear, it's actually, it can't get full with the right side jacked up. You'll be probably a gallon short of being full with the right side jacked up. Just there's an air pocket in the fuel cell, and the hose from the can to the fuel cell actually kind of gets leveled out and won't pack itself full. You need to let that car get flat on the ground and burp that air back up, or left side up is preferable to get that last gallon. With this run, we've got 41 laps to the end. You don't know where green-white checkers might be in overtime. You want to make sure you've got every ounce of fuel you can in.
Christian Eck is the first car off of the pit lane just a moment ago, picking up 3 spots. Austin Hill lost 1 and will come off 2nd. Carson Quapel in 3rd, Leland Honeyman in 4th. And David Starr, who we haven't talked a whole lot about today, gaining 11 spots on pit road, coming off in 5th.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship 4 comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Daniel Dye elected not to make a stop under this caution and will lead the field to the green flag in about a half a lap from now. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
39 laps to go in the United Rentals 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series at the Talladega Super Speedway, about to start the third and final stage. Daniel Dye will bring the field to the green flag here in just a moment as the field comes off of turn four. Christian Eckes, Austin Hill, Carson Quapel, Leland Honeyman in the top five. Then it's David Starr, Eric Almirola, Sammy Smith, Nick Sanchez, and Justin Allgaier as we are set for the restart.
Here they come into the restart zone, which is right in the middle of the tri-oval. Sammy Smith on the inside lane, Daniel Dye, that is, the inside lane to driver's left. Outside, that's Christian Eckes. It's going to be Daniel Dye. Got a trunk full of Carson Quapel, shoving him to the lead in turn one.
Quapel giving him a little bit of help in that inside line, and Daniel Dye will break free into the lead. Free to change lanes if he chooses to. He'll stay huddled up on that double yellow line. Battle for second. Quapel down low. Eckes up high.
Daniel Dye remains committed to the bottom side of the racetrack as Carson Quapel will follow in his tire tracks up the back straightaway. Here comes Christian Eckes now to the right elbow of Daniel Dye, the leader, as they go to three.
Field up to full song into turn number three as Eckes now will find Austin Hill to his back bumper to try to shove him towards the front row, but still side by side for second. Quap on the inside, Eckes to the outside, and Dye leads off four.
Further back, Sammy Smith steps out of line to go three wide in the extreme outside lane as they enter the tri-oval. Three wide racing from about eighth on back, but at the point, it is Daniel Dye all by himself with Christian Eckes and Carson Quapel side by side for second.
They continue to go nose to nose for second and third, allowing Daniel Dye free passage at the front of the pack. Jesse Love looking three wide around the outside of his teammate as they make their way down the backstretch.
Jesse Love rim riding through turns one and two right up against the white safer barrier. Now Christian Eckes moves up and blocks Jesse Love. They're three wide for the race lead.
Strong move for Jesse Love, but you mentioned it, Tim, three wide for the race lead. Although, how about Eric Almirola? Shot out of a cannon through the middle lane of the three wide scenario. He's now by his lonesome as the new race leader off four.
Here he comes, right in the middle of the racing surface, now drifts up to the fourth lane to driver's right. Comes right back down to the second lane to put the block on there. They're stacked up three wide behind the lone car at the front of the field, and it's Eric Almirola.
Almirola, who's had a smooth and methodical march toward the front of the pack, up to the lead right now, but not without challenges. Here comes Daniel Dye, back to the inside. They've got Almirola stuck in the middle with Eckes up high.
Eckes is up high. Almirola is in the middle. Daniel Dye, the one car that is downstairs, but that inside lane is losing momentum. At the front of the pack, Austin Hill shoving Eric Almirola off the backstretch.
That inside lane now all to the bottom as Eric Almirola will continue to get pushed by Austin Hill. Now into turn number four, to that middle groove goes Almirola to continue having Austin Hill behind him. Side by side for third with Sanchez and Eckes.
Last week's Las Vegas winner back at the front of the field here in Talladega. Eric Almirola to the point. Austin Hill in second. Sanchez to the inside for position number three on Christian Eckes, who leads the outside lane back to one.
Some less experienced drivers sometimes struggle with the amount of help that they get from a guy like Austin Hill. Eric Almirola likes it just fine. Hill has shoved Almirola to the lead. Here comes Nick Sanchez to the bottom.
Nick Sanchez trying to get some drivers to work with him in his rear view mirror. Sanchez is up alongside the Austin Hill Chevrolet. That's the race for second. Almirola now moves from the bottom and dropped to the top.
Well, here comes the bottom lane as Sanchez got a good shove by Harrison Burton. He's got cousin Jeb Burton behind him as well. So now side by side from second on back as Almirola will drift up high to block Austin Hill.
Eric Almirola maintains the point here at the Talladega Super Speedway. downstairs at the bottom side. That lead, or that draft, is being led, that is, by Nick Sanchez. He looks in the mirror and he sees some numbers begin to stack up there to propel him forward.
Nick Sanchez and Big Machine Racing have had a solid afternoon so far. Raced their way in the top 10 for much of the day. Leader will cross over across his nose to block the advances. It's still Eric Almirola.
One car that is making its way forward is the Harrison Burton Ford Mustang, involved in an earlier crash. Harrison is on the bottom side of the racetrack, following Nick Sanchez back to the corner.
Meanwhile, the top side is starting to gain traction as Jesse Love has found Austin Hill on the top groove, as Love now going to get Sammy Smith all caught up in the middle as he drifts high to protect the lane. So Sammy Smith now in a three-wide scenario and going backwards.
Sammy Smith beginning to fade in that middle lane off of turn number four. Will lose a couple of spots and will fall to the second half of the top 10. Eric Almirola leads by a car length in the outside lane, has drafting help from Austin Hill, Harrison Burton, and Jeb Burton in fourth.
Almirola came into turn one down at the very top of the racetrack, slides down to the middle, but he doesn't slide low enough. Austin Hill will make the move to the bottom. Austin Hill to the lead on the back straightaway.
Austin Hill was able to kick that door open on the inside of the racetrack. Now here comes Harrison Burton pulling out a line, getting to the inside of Austin Hill. They're three wide again for the top spot at Talladega.
Harrison Burton to the strong move to the inside, has drafting help here at the front of the field. He's got a wounded rear trunk, but he's got cousin Jeb Burton shoving him to the lead. It's Harrison Burton. Jeb Burton 1-2 with Blaine Perkins now challenging for third.
Justin Allgaier, who was fourth, pops out of line. He'll go to the second lane. Allgaier's trying to get things organized behind him. Here comes Austin Hill, Jesse Love. They're coming to save Justin Allgaier as they race the top side.
Shuffling the deck all the way back through the top 15 or 18 positions. And again, it's going to be three wide for the lead. Justin Allgaier around the outside. Daniel Dye on the bottom. Or check that, it's Jeb Burton to the bottom of the racetrack. Now he gets shuffled middle.
All those cars racing frantically, full speed up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. The race leader is Justin Allgaier. Austin Hill runs second. They're three wide from further on back.
Jeb Burton caught in the middle as Blaine Perkins will make his presence felt as the first car now down on the yellow line in the bottom. Racing for that fourth position off of four, it's still Allgaier and Hill three wide for the third spot.
Justin Allgaier back to the front of the field here at Talladega, coming to 32 laps to go. Allgaier leading the outside lane, and that's where the speed is now, has help from Austin Hill. Now crossing over to the bottom is Jesse Love.
Jesse Love takes it to the bottom of the racetrack, pulls even now with Austin Hill. That's the battle for the second position. Jesse hasn't got a lot of drafting help, but he's holding strong on that inside line.
That car of Jesse Love definitely is strong this afternoon, Dave. He has been able to make his way through traffic, slice and dice his way through the pack, and he is now racing Eric Almirola and Austin Hill for second place.
Love trying to side draft Almirola down into turn three and four, as meanwhile Austin Hill will pull off the back bumper of Allgaier, now slide up from the bottom side to the top side, and you've got a new leader off four. It's Austin Hill, five and a half car length.
And that is exactly where he likes to be. He loves to control these drafting track races. He's got his teammate from Richard Childress Racing, Jesse Love, downstairs. Love is beginning to get some drafting help. Here comes Jeb Burton to the rescue on the bottom.